Growing populations of wild horses in the inland Northwest are creating headaches for federal land managers. Wild and feral horse herds overrun tribal lands in our region, too. Tribal range managers have one option that federal agencies don't, which is to send unwanted horses to foreign slaughterhouses. That's helping several Northwest tribes make headway to reduce populations of free-roaming horses, but not without creating some dismay. Correspondent Tom Bonsi visited the Warm Springs Reservation in Central Oregon to find out more.
Jason Smith is the range manager for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. He offered me a ride in his pickup truck to look for wild horses. It takes just a few minutes to find the first group, then another pair. There are more around the next bend, chestnuts, bays, Appaloosas, and pintos. They seemingly graze wherever they want along the back roads of this arid reservation.
You're looking at a mare that's probably got a foal on her right there. The reason she's so ribby and high backbone is poor vegetation, overgrazed system, and she may have age on her.
The brown hills around here are grazed practically down to the nub. Smith also points out trampled, eroding stream banks.
So that affects the fisheries and water quality.
Other inland Northwest tribes are grappling with the same issue. They include the Yakima and Colville in Washington, the Umatilla in Northeast Oregon, and Shoshone-Bannock in Eastern Idaho. Smith says he gets complaints about too many hungry horses from many sides, from cattle ranchers, from deer and elk hunters, and tribal members who gather edible and medicinal plants.
We're in year four of a major horse reduction program or process on our reservation. So we're a little bit over 4,000 head of horses that we've moved in the last 4 years.
From spring through fall, Smith says his department organizes small roundups most every week. Cowboys bring captured wild horses to a central corral for sorting.
The hard part is finding a place to take them or send them once you capture them.
Smith says the highest quality horses may be put up for adoption or trained to become saddle horses. The others, the majority, are being sold to a feedlot. They mostly end up at a horse meat packing house in Canada, or less commonly in Mexico. Wild horse advocates argue horse slaughter is inhumane. It's effectively banned in the U.S. by act of Congress. Wild horses gathered from federal lands are kept in indefinite holding if they can't be adopted out. Tribes have more flexibility than federal agencies by virtue of their status as sovereign nations. Activist Marika Rupi of Mosier, Oregon, estimates thousands of wild horses were sent to slaughter in Canada from several Northwest reservations this year. She focused on the Yakima Reservation this summer.
These roundups, the ones that I have personally witnessed, are very cruel and inhumane and very disturbing.
One thing that outraged observers like Rupi was seeing terrified foals separated from their mothers. Rupi says she also observed wild horses with broken jaws and deep wounds delivered to a private off-reservation corral.
I understand that it's a very touchy situation. I understand that Native Americans have not been dealt a very fair hand. And I think that many people outside of the reservations are very wary of calling them out, per se, or at least bringing attention to what's going on with their tribal horses.
Yakima Nation officials declined multiple requests for comment. Last year, a tribal biologist testified that about 12,000 wild and feral horses are roaming its lands. A National Academy of Sciences review of federal wild horse management recommended greater use of birth control injections to control overpopulation. Horse lovers want to see that happen on tribal lands, too. University of Missouri biology professor Lori Eggert says extensive and consistent contraception can stabilize a horse population on a range.
It is not over the short term going to take these horses down population-wise. It will simply slow the growth. So there may have to continue to be some gathers and removals from the range until these populations come down.
Injecting wild mares with birth control on a regular schedule seemed impractical to the tribal range managers I heard from. Jason Smith of Warm Springs says his tribe does have a castration program. He said it castrates 100 to 150 wild stallions per year to help with population control. The question of how to proceed in some ways boils down to different worldviews. People from animal advocacy groups describe wild horses as intelligent, magnificent creatures, symbols of the West, and the embodiment of freedom on the open range. On the reservation, rodeo champion Smith says the horse is a really respected animal, but fits another category.
Warm Springs has always considered the horse as their livestock. It's just like cattle is their livestock. So, you know, we love our horses. They're our tool. They're our workforce.
Smith says he's looking forward to the next wild horse inventory on the Warm Springs Reservation next spring. He's hoping to see a major decline in numbers from the 5,700 to 6,000 horses counted by an aerial survey in 2011. I'm Tom Bonsi in Warm Springs, Oregon.